7 Studios. You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
One of the harsh realities about life: you don't get credit for almost marrying that beautiful supermodel. You don't get credit for almost getting into med school, or almost getting into Harvard, or almost getting a promotion. You don't get credit for almost purchasing that Google or Apple stock 40 years ago and being a billionaire today. And sports is just like life. You don't get credit for almost winning a championship. You're listening to the Lanch J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence, part of the HR Voices Series XM141 family. I am your host, the illustrious James Lewis III. It's always a pleasure to be with you, broadcasting coast to coast, globally, and of course, on Lanch J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show. I know that Pacers fans don't want to hear that. And all I've heard this week on Sports Talk Radio is what if. And I get it. I couldn't stand to see what happened to Tyrese Halliburton. That really bothered me. It really created a series of questions about the NBA, specifically on, do we really have to have 7-game series for all 4 rounds? And are we at a point where it's a legitimate discussion? I know that LeBron mentioned this, and I'm not a huge fan of I love LeBron James. I don't necessarily like some of the takes he has when it comes to his media presence, which is ubiquitous. But he kind of, in the way that he approaches media, it's always basically trying to establish himself and usurp authority over other great players like Kareem and Jordan and Kobe to have more rings than him. It's always some type of excuse. Even though LeBron's teamed up with more Hall of Famers and moved from place to place, I mean, he's been a vagabond, and that's fine. It's business. He's billionaire and still suiting up. But LeBron has been talking about shortening the season. And we saw these injuries in the playoffs. That might be a legitimate discussion at this juncture in basketball. And the playoffs kind of exacerbate that. Watching Tyrese Halliburton, another piece of it, should he have been on the floor? Because I've torn my Achilles as well. And if you have a calf strain, I'm not an elite athlete. I'm not even an elite weekend warrior at this stage of my life. But a calf injury, a serious calf strain, I'm not a doctor. I don't play doctor on the radio. But if you have a serious calf strain, if your calves are not popping, if your calves don't have the juice, don't have the riz, To do what calves, the way that God created your calf and muscle to manage your body, you're putting your Achilles tendon at risk. And if you have a calf strain and your calf isn't calving, and you're playing NBA playoff basketball at full speed, it is almost inevitable that you're going to have a catastrophic injury. And when Tyrese Halliburton had some of those problems and he was still playing, he didn't miss a single game, I was like, that's very interesting. Either they're not giving an accurate diagnosis or he's really risking injury. Same thing happened to Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant went out there. They were trying to three-peat. He had the calf strain going up against Toronto. You felt that they were the overwhelming favorite. Goes out there and tears his Achilles. Year and a half of his prime, one of the best. I have Kevin Durant as the 12th best player in the history of the game. Year and a half of his prime wiped away by that Achilles injury. And obviously, Klay Thompson, when we talk about what ifs, Klay Thompson gets hurt, same series. Raptors win a title, which sets off Kawhi being put up as a potential generational talent, which he turned out not to be. Went to the Clippers. Load management, rest is history. But we have to revisit the concept of the NBA playoffs, and are we putting too much strain on these young men? I get it. It's load management. The old school guys, they were plumbers and bartenders. And they still played all of the games and played in the playoffs, and the NBA was much rougher back in the day. I was watching the 30 for 30 over the weekend on the Bad Boy Pistons. You had Bill Laimbeer and you had Mark McGuire, Adrian Dantley, Rick Mahorn, Spider Sally. You had so many people, Dennis Rodman, that were physical. It was a much more physical game. It wasn't as skilled a game as it is now. But I really hated to see that injury to Halle. That was extraordinarily anticlimactic. And yes, I've been making fun of NBA Finals. I didn't watch the first four games of the NBA Finals. I kind of glanced through it. Couple times I went to bed. Lance Day goes to bed at 8:45 p.m. And I didn't really get into the series until game five. But I must say the series was more entertaining than I anticipated. I don't really care about the markets. I think an OKC dynasty would be very deleterious to the NBA and its ratings. I'm not trying to take anything away from SGA. If you look at the numbers, if you average 33 points a game and win a scoring title on a team that wins 68 regular season games, and you're the MVP of the league, and you're the MVP of the NBA Finals, if you crossed SGA's name and the Oklahoma City Thunder, if you crossed them out and you put in Michael Jeffrey Jordan and the 97 Chicago Bulls, nobody would bat an eyelash. Not only would we support it, we'd be waiting for the docuseries. The Last Dance 2. And we'd be waiting in line around the corner at Foot Locker, at Champs, to get whatever Jordan, whatever he was pushing, Jordan 13, Jordan 12, I think anything after 11s, it was going downhill. So I think late in Jordan's career, the last couple of chips, some of those shoes were quite suspicious. After the Concord and the Bred 11s, anything after that is crazy work, in my opinion. But SGA and Thunder, they ain't no Jordan. And I like the pace that Halliburton played with. And when he went down, it's just TJ McConnell, you can't play at that pace. I was thinking when he went down, I was like, they could still technically win the game because you have everyone that's in the NBA is nice. Everybody's in the NBA can score 30 points. But they would have had to play more of a slower physical pace. Halliburton, what he does well is he runs the offense properly. He's not necessarily a guy that's going to score huge numbers. He's not going to put up like some of the other guards, that the point guards that are heavy into scoring. The Steph Marbury's, the Steve Francis's, the James Harden's. But he actually runs the offense, but there was no way with that trapping defense. And I was noticing, I was watching the game with some friends. I was like, man, Indiana fell into that half-court trap about three times in a row. And you don't really see a lot of NBA teams running a half-court trap. That's a set that you'll see in college. You see more in high school. But it just wasn't going to work. You, by the third quarter, they just didn't have enough to overcome the home crowd and Oklahoma City's defense. And there's no shame in losing. No shame in that. You don't get to say that there's an asterisk on Oklahoma City's title, though. There is no asterisk when Kevin Durant went down and Klay Thompson went down and the Golden State Warriors didn't three-peat. There was no asterisk when LeBron was playing against Golden State and he had Matthew Dellavedova because Kevin Love and Kyrie were hurt. There was no asterisk back in the day when Isaiah Thomas was hurt in game seven and got thrashed by the Lakers. There's no asterisk in sports. Either you go out there and you win or you lose, which takes me back to my initial point. Moral victories. This is one of my good friends and somebody that I look up to and truly respect. He used to always tell me, he said, moral victories are for perennial losers, not just in sports, but in life. And I know that Indiana Pacer fans, it's kind of their modus operandi. They're always the thorn in the side of a bigger story. They're a thorn in the side of the Knicks. They're a thorn in the side of the Chicago Bulls. They were a thorn in the side of the Knicks again in this playoff series. They beat the Cavs. They had all of these wild shots bouncing off the hoop, these amazing moments. But at the end of the day, you're one game away from a championship, and you didn't get the championship. I know that your best player got hurt. And sometimes the sports gods are not on your side. But I'm not going to give the Pacers credit for almost winning. I'm going to respect them. I'm going to say that, hey, franchise is on an upward trajectory. I'm hoping that Tyrese Halliburton can rehab. He'll probably be out all of next year, but he's still a relatively young player. And it's not like he's a high-flying leaper and dunker, so I think that he can come back 100%. The Achilles injury, not as bad as it used to be 15, 20 years ago, even when I tore it 10 years ago. But at the end of the day, it's there are no excuses. You were up by one at half. You had 24 minutes to immortality. And they did not close the deal. They did not Alec Baldwin it. They did. Coffee is for closers. They were not able to close, and that's going to stick with you for a long time. There's no guarantee that you're going to get back. There's no guarantee that you're going to win an NBA title. So I'm not one of those guys that says if you don't win the title, that's a failure. I'm not Ricky Bobby. I'm not saying that if you're not first, you're last. But that really has to sting. And at the end of the day, you can't make excuses. You can't say what if. You can't live in a fantasy land. You got to go back. Go back to the drawing board. Get back in the gym. Get back in the weight room. And get better. Paragon 7 Studios.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Healthcare goes beyond the walls of your UIO, and you could be a pathway for germs to spread to someone else or to the environment without even knowing it. Because we use our hands to touch almost everything, hands can be considered the universal pathway for germ spread. Germs that are found in reservoirs of the human body, like the skin, gut, respiratory system, and blood, can spread to surfaces, where they can be picked up by hands or devices and spread to other surfaces and people. That's why protocols for cleaning hands are in place for healthcare warriors to follow. Be a good relative and clean your hands before and after serving every client or patient. Let's keep our community safe. For more information, visit nikui.org.
When you need a partner committed to your vision, agents who are realtors are here for it. Here with market expertise that makes a difference. Here for it all. Because that's who we are.
I see you favor a 45.
Tonight I do. And I keeps one in the chamber in case you ponder it. Nice showpiece you got there.
Walther PPK, 380, double action.
Hey, them Walters like to jump some.
As will you, with one in your elbow.
That gun ain't got enough firepower to make my joint useless. It definitely won't stop me from emptying out half my mag.
You might not hit me.
This range? And this caliber? Even if I miss, I can't miss.
I admire a man with confidence.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, With every 2 scoops of cachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code FITNESS at cachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com code FITNESS.